in.
This the office of Liz Saganowski? I dig through the trash so you don't have to?
Yes, that's New York City's favorite little secret rat, a.k.a. my boss, a.k.a. my cousin, twice removed, a.k.a. the premier private eye in the tri-state area. May I help you?
Yeah. I'm having some marital problems and wanted to speak to Liz about her clandestine services.
Okay, did you make an appointment?
No. I was hoping I could do a walk-in.
And I want a table for two at 7 tonight at La Cod Bosque, joined by Liza Minnelli, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Tom Wolfe. But that's not happening. Now, is it? Call, make an appointment, and we'll put you in the books.
Okay. Can I make one now? Please?
I'm sorry, I'm a little busy at the moment, as you can see.
Yes, but I'm here.
You need to call and book an appointment.
You want me to go home and call you when I'm standing right here?
Precisely.
Bring, 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 bring.
What is this?
It's a phone. I'm calling you.
Not picking up.
Bring, 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 bring. Calling you. I'm calling you.
Nice try. It has to be a real bona fide phone call. On a real bona fide phone. From another location. At least one block away.
Hey, what's all the racket?
Don't worry, boss. This woman was just sleeping.
I wanted to make an appointment, and he won't let me.
Darren, quit working on whatever you're calling these little doodah these days.
My novel, Exquisite Exposé, it's not a doodah. It's going to win a National Book Award, and I'll likely be referred to as a modern-day Faulkner with a far better haircut and a choice of dry clean.
He likes to think he's working on the velvet rope at Studio 54.
How many times do I have to tell you Studio 54 is closed? Say Danceteria, which, if you ask me, is totally over as of last year, but at least it's a little more relevant.
Sure. Darren, whatever you say. Here, I'll book you.
Was hoping maybe we could meet now?
Oh my God, the nerve.
Please, it's, rather urgent.
Urgent, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, you got 15. And Darren, can you bring me those pistachios I like? What do you call them?
You prefer Noble over Sicily. Don't even think about asking for a nut.
Pistachio nut?
I'm good.
You sure, though? Darren goes to this grocery in Little Italy. Truly delightful.
No, I'm good. Yeah, don't love foods that involve spitting.
Oh, my bad. I'll save this for a more private moment. What can I do you for or for to you? Catch my drift?
Well, my husband, Ronald.
Like our pizza crab president?
Yeah, but younger. And less John Birch Society. I think Ronald is, cheating on me. Yeah, with this, lady.
Oh, please do not tell me her name is Nancy.
No. It's Lisa. Yep, Lisa Karen.
Two first names?
Yeah, and two first names for a first name isn't the only weird thing about her. She's into some freaky, freaky stuff. Pretty sure of it, yeah.
All right. Hey, I didn't catch your name.
Rachel.
Okay, Rachel. Well, what you need out of this? We can get pictures of him coming in and out of Lisa Karen's or vice versa. That's usually enough for divorce settlements. If you want it up and close and personal or some kind of that freaky stuff, well, that's going to cost you, honey, because you'll have me out on a limb, literally, with a giant paparazzi lens. I had a John chase me down the street once in his birthday suit, swinging around a machete, saying, "Where's that tree gremlin with the camera? I'm going to kill that tree gremlin." Yo, good thing I was in Allstate track for 2 years straight in New Dorp High in Staten Island.
Well, I don't think Ronald owns a machete. Besides, you're far too cute to be a tree gremlin. Maybe more like a tree elf.
Let me ask you this, Rachel. How well do you know Ronald?
Shoot.
What?
Don't kick me out.
Oh my God, am I getting served?
I'm a journalist, okay?
No.
But just listen.
No, do not do media. I've been burned too many times.
This isn't about a case or anything.
That's what they said in the last one. Then they had my name all splashed over page 6, calling me the Sheila who?
This'll be the opposite. I write for the Village Voice. I'm doing a series on women-run businesses in the city. Maybe I just follow you around for a couple of jobs, just see you in action, or hear your thoughts on the city.
Absolutely not. I'm a lone wolf on the job.
Never had a partner?
Yeah.
What happened?
It didn't work out, okay?
Sorry.
Look, I just want to be left alone.
Okay. I'll, see myself out. Oh, hey, if I wanted a cheap coffee around here.
Zani P's Bodega on 64th and Lex. Get my cup of Joe there every morning, honey. It's good.
Liz!
Hey,
it's me again.
Now I freaking got coffee all over my shirt.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
Oh, well, you did, stalker. How the hell do you know I'd be here?
You told me yesterday. Huh? Not the only detective around here.
You know what, most stalkers, they're clever. You know what else they are? Criminals.
I'm not stalking you. Fine, okay, I'm doing a little light stalking, but it's for a good cause.
Selling papers?
Psst.
A regular Florence Nightingale by the way to Rupert Murdoch.
Why do you do this?
Do what? Try and have my morning coffee in peace before I'm accosted by a maniac?
The hyperboles. Why do you do your job? Can't be the pay or the hours.
Hey, it's a living, good, honest work. Besides, all of these women I help, you know, they don't have anyone to lean on or even believe them. It's not just because I'm a private eye. Sometimes I'm their priest, other times just to make them laugh. I even help run lines with one of these Broadway actresses. She got a Tony. And now do you think that I got thanked in her acceptance speech? You do the math.
So let me get your story out there, and you can help more women in need. I promise I won't expose anything or anyone. It won't be a hit piece. Only here to tell the truth about women in the workforce.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Okay,
simmer down. Acting like a teenager at one of those mall concerts.
Sorry. Yes. We'll be very serious. Very serious journalism. Okay, what's next? What are we doing? Jumping across roofs? Saving stolen babies?
We are doing nothing. Okay? I'm going back to my office.
And I'm coming with you.
What? Don't need a chaperone all day.
Listen, I'll just be in the corner. Quiet as a church mouse, just observing. So quietly. You can even complain about me to Darren right in front of my face.
Fine.
Yes!
Need you to blend into the furniture like a chameleon.
You will literally not even know that I'm there. An invisible spirit floating around, barely making a peep.
Good, because I'm no babysitter or an au pair looking after an extra chatty brat or a junior high school teacher who's bogged down by students because state funding's dried up. No thanks to the corruption that goes all the way to the top, all the way to the governor's office.
Okay.
And you know what?
Okay, I get it.
Not the Maria Von Trapp or Captain Von Trapp to you.
Which Von Trapp child am I?
All of them, the whole brood, before they learn to sing and commodify their cuteness. Though, truthfully, they were better when they were just lining up and staying quiet.
How many times have you seen The Sound of Music?
Besides the point.
Fine. You have my word. I will be the silent Von Trapp children.
She's eating again and drinking a diet tab like it's her lifeblood.
I find it rich. Rich. That you refuse my wonderful pistachios only to turn up with these disgusting, artificial foods.
Darren, you don't need a tattle.
It's ruining my flow.
You're working on your freaking novel during office hours. I thought this was a PI agency. You didn't realize I was a goddamn Medici family over here.
I am a modern-day Da Vinci, so that assumption is correct.
Hey, Darren?
What?
What's your novel about?
Exquisite expose? Thank you for asking. Very few do, you know, which I find surprising. It's an unflinching look into the crumbling architecture of both our bodies and souls as humanity lurches into the 21st century, set against the backdrop of a Club Med resort.
Wow. Such texture and intrigue. Yeah, sounds incredible.
Thank you. It is.
I'm close to a few agents. You know, once you want to start shopping it around, I could put in a good word or two.
I know a few as well. But knowing a few more couldn't hurt. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Don't worry, I won't. How may we assist you, madam? We are at your service.
Wait, what? She gets this concierge treatment and you treat me like a bum? Worse than a bum, like an apprentice bum.
Shh! Don't mind her. She drinks Diet Tab. From the can.
Is Liz here?
What can I do you for?
Could we, speak more privately? And could someone do something about these lights? So bright.
Told you we needed dimmer switches.
Of course, madame. Right this way.
She's coming too?
She's a shadow recruit, as I expand my business.
I'm a journalist. I'm doing a profile on Liz for The Voice.
Well, which is it? Get your story straight.
I'm a journalist, not a shadow recruit. I can assure you, I won't include your story if you don't want, and can use pseudonyms, whichever you prefer.
I don't care what you print. Let the bastard rot across the headlines.
Hear, hear, sister. Amen.
So you don't mind, huh?
Not one bit.
Well, right this way, then.
Pretend I'm not here.
You're hardly discreet.
Tell me about the bastard.
Dan. My mother told me. She warned me. She said, Kimberly, don't go for the good-looking track star. Looks fade. Find yourself a rock. A rock with a fat bank account. And what did I do? I landed the handsome, charming, broke jerk who robbed me of my money and my youth. Now he's decked out in Brooks Brothers and betting aerobics instructors. All on my dime.
Oof, that's rough.
You know what kills me? Women get older and they're brittle has-beens, a shell of their former beauty. Men, they get to be distinguished. How about that math?
Can I just... Kim, you're a stunning woman. If I were your husband, there's no way I'd step out.
Making me blush. Thank you.
Agreed. Though you are supposed to be a silent fly on the wall, so shh. We offer different packages. You know, the cost will depend on the level of intrusion and...
Let me stop you right there. Money is no object. I've got blue blood and deep pockets. So you give me the 5-star all-inclusive package.
Alrighty then, you got it.
His little girlfriend is an aerobics instructor. I'll leave the address with you. They usually work out together around lunch at her aerobic studio, right by his office, which is owned by my father.
Copy that. I'll stake it out, get the primo pics. The cocky ones I'll never care for.
If I may interject here, you could get any agency. Why Liz?
Easy. She's the only female private eye in town. Nobody can spot a prick quite like a woman. I'll leave my info at the front desk. Toodles.
This is awesome! What do we need for the stakeout? Binoculars, disguises, weapons?
Weapons? It's not Rambo, lady. Besides, you're not coming with me on the stakeout, okay? It's maybe the most important part of this job. You have to be a stealth operator. You'll be open-mouthed eating corn chips, swigging Diet Tab.
Hey, don't you want me to paint a picture of an action-filled PI? You're the modern-day Sam Spade, cranky but alluring, lurking in the shadows, catching bad husbands.
Damn it, why are you so persuasive? One more thing, you can't flirt with the clients.
Was I flirting? Really? Maybe I was. I'm a terrible flirt. My ex, Susie, she used to say that all the time. She'd say, Rachel, stop sprawling on top of baby grand pianos and singing torch songs to unsuspecting women.
This is strictly professional.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And don't wear that perfume on the stakeout. Ruins my concentration.
Does it?
Let's not make a whole thing about it. Just, we're professionals.
Yes. Always.